I've been asked a lot now how I identify, like sexually, like how, like before I identified as a lesbian, you know, or I mean, really as a, I mean, I don't know, I guess as queer, because I don't, I mean, the idea of like, you know, being in a relationship with a man was never like completely closed off. It was just, you know, for the most part, like I saw myself with women or, you know, whatever, but now it's like, you know, people ask me that question and it's like, I don't have any way really to answer that. I mean, I identify as queer, or, I mean, boy dyke, girl dyke, trans fag, you know, whatever, you know, anything that kind of like tries to encompass like gender along with it, because it's, I mean, if you think about it, it's like, you know, what is like homosexuality is being attracted to the same gender, heterosexuality supposedly is being attracted to the quote unquote opposite gender, bisexual like has the word bi in it, like implies, like explicitly like implies this like, you know, male or female, and it's like, I don't look at gender that way. I don't look at like people that way. I mean, if someone identifies as a man or a woman, I mean, I'm respectful of that, and that's, I mean, that's fine. Like, I don't have an issue with that. But I mean, if I don't know what gender I'm starting out from, like, how do I even begin to like define like what I'm attracted to? You know, much less, I mean, I don't really even believe in the institution of gender, you know, anyway. So it's like, I mean, how, like, I don't know. It's just, it gets messy. It gets really like messy. It is impossible, you know, nearly impossible now to like, you know, define like all that like in a word or in like a few words. So, I mean, I say queer because the way that I understand that word is, you know, the meaning behind that is, you know, originally like heterosexuality, even like when that word was like literally invented, was, you know, all that referred to was like, you know, sex between a man and a woman, like, you know, who are married, like for procreative sex. So, you know, oral sex, anal sex, you know, any sort of like outside of marriage, fornication was all, you know, I look at that as like queer sex or like non-heterosexual sex, non, you know, what they originally meant it to mean, I think, or the way I understand it. So it's, I mean, I don't know. That's the closest I can come to like kind of like identifying at all. But